It's time for Thought for the Day on Radio Cracker.
Today's Thought for the Day comes to us from Stephanie Houston.
Hi everyone, it's that time of year again where we spend time celebrating the birth of Jesus. Each Christmas, I am reminded of the words from 2 Corinthians 9 verse 15. Thanks be to God for his indescribable gift. This verse reminds us just how amazing the gift God gave to the world is. It's a gift that goes beyond human comprehension and words. His Son, Jesus. At this time of year, we find ourselves exchanging presents with our loved ones, and I love to see my family's reaction, the expression on their faces when they open a gift that I've selected and chosen for them, because that gift is an expression of my love and my care for them. But these gifts pale in comparison to the gift of Jesus. The birth of Jesus was God's ultimate act of love and grace towards his people. It was a gift of salvation, hope, and eternal life. As we gather with family, friends, and as churches this year, let's consider how we react and respond to the gift God has given us, the incredible gift of Jesus. This is a gift that has transformed our lives. Through Christ, we are saved, redeemed, and restored. So how do we react because we have received this gift? Let us express our gratitude to God for this indescribable gift and share the love and joy that it brings with others. May we respond with wholehearted devotion to Christ and Christ alone. May we live lives to serve him and his church. May we desire to know him more and rely on him daily. May we walk in step with the Spirit wherever he may lead. This Christmas, may we remember that Jesus is the greatest gift we could ever receive. Let us cherish and share his love with those around us, for in doing so, we continue the spirit of giving that God demonstrated on that first Christmas. Let's respond with thanksgiving and worship. I hope that whatever it looks like for you, you have a lovely Christmas. And may the indescribable gift of Jesus fill your hearts with joy and with peace.